Racers, start your engines. The weather might not be cooperating as much as organizers would have liked, but the 55th International 500 Snowmobile Race is all systems go in Sioux, Michigan next week. Running from January 28 to February 3, this year's edition of the I-500 will include a variety of races, pageants, vendors, and family-friendly activities before the iconic 500-mile race concludes the event on the final day. More than 40 sleds have registered for the big race, including a pair of local teams, for Key Racing and Ritchie Racing. Some teams have traveled as far as Alaska and even Louisiana to participate. Ryan Kostanovich, the Canadian liaison on the I-500 board of directors, noted volunteers have been working hard to ensure the high-banked oval ice track will be ready to go for tomorrow's opening day. But he admits it hasn't been easy. The warm temperatures haven't helped, but that cold snap we had there for a week did help us, he told Sue today. When it got cold, we were running 24/7 with trucks on the track and getting the ice built up and ready for all our events. We could run a race on it right now if we had to, we're ready to go. Even though the forecast over the next few days is looking mild with a chance of rain, Kostanovich isn't worried. We've never canceled a race, he said. We're always going to plan a full week of events, and if things have to change or we have to adapt, we'll certainly do that. We've had shortened races in the past based on weather or track conditions, but we've never canceled. There will be a race, no question. Fans are still buzzing from last year's dramatic finish when Joey Birch of Tommy Bauer Racing Team No. 19 crossed the finish line only 0.0001 of a second before the second-place finisher. It was described by organizers as the closest finish in I-500 history. It just shows that anything can happen in this race, Kostanovich said. You could be in dead last and then be in first before you know it. The field is getting tighter, we're getting 4 to 6 sleds coming down to the end when it used to be just 1 or 2. It's very exciting. Also taking place for the 12th straight year is the Miss I-500, Junior Miss I-500 and Princess I-500 pageants. Raising money for cancer patients, the pageants give contestants the opportunity to wear costumes or uniforms that reflect their personality, hobbies, and career aspirations. Each contestant also takes part in an onstage interview as they attempt to win the crowd's hearts. It's not a toddlers and tiaras pageant, it's a whole different ballgame from that, Kostanovich said. It pushes the community involvement and builds these girls' confidence and self-worth, which is really important today. It's one of the highlights of the week. For more information on the I-500, including a schedule of events, how to volunteer, or to donate, readers can visit here. Entry buttons are $40 each, and they're available for purchase on the Canadian side of the border at Mills Mini Mart and Highway Variety Outfitters. The button provides access to all on-track race activity throughout the week. It really is an experience, Kostanovich said. We cater to everybody there, whether you're looking to bring your family and watch some great racing, or you want to go with your buddies and have a few drinks on the hill and have a good time. It's NASCAR on ice, you're getting the same type of deal, except it's in the winter.